BBC World Service with Andrew Peach. Today's main world news, Greece is holding its second parliamentary election in 6 weeks, an event which could have far-reaching economic consequences in Europe and beyond. And Olympic officials are investigating a report that thousands of tickets for the London Games are being offered to black marketeers. Let's go back to the elections in Greece now and the implications across the Eurozone. One demographic that isn't often considered in Greece is the one that's grown considerably in this cash-strapped country, homeless people. The numbers of those without shelter have skyrocketed in the past couple of years as the economic crisis has hit people hard. It's estimated there are over 13,000 people sleeping rough and squatting, and that's just in the capital, Athens. The BBC's Chloe Hadjimateou went to find out how the election was playing out in one homeless shelter there.
A few years ago, it was rare to see a Greek sleeping rough in the streets. Today, the capital's littered with bodies curled up in sleeping bags and huddled in doorways. If you take the time to stop and speak to some of them, you may be surprised to find that they're quite often well-educated. Leo Hannon falls into this category. Until the end of last year, the 60-year-old had a home and a job as an artist painting religious icons. Then a few turns of bad luck saw him kicked out onto the street. Eventually, he found his way to the Klimaka Homeless Centre. This week in the shelter's small green courtyard, the homeless were invited to engage in a debate about politics and afterwards to vote in a mock election. Leo explained what he thought of the evening.
There was no clear ideological expression during the conversation. It was about the responsibility of the individual towards the political system. That's it. That was all the conversation. I don't know. It was something useless in my opinion. It didn't add anything to our knowledge. But, I mean, I would not vote. That's it. My belief is that politicians are rotten persons and we should not vote for them as long as they don't change. I'll tell you something else. Now in Greece, if we had a party of the three A's, as I call them, and I'll give you the A's in Greek, anergi, astegi, apolimeni, which means those who have not a job, those who have not a house to live in, and persons without income. If we made a party, we would win the elections. There is solidarity between us, but we don't see it that way.
Olga Theodorikakou, I work at Klimaka NGO. We discuss about the political situation, their rights according to the constitution, what the next elections mean for them. It's something that we discuss with our friends, with our families, in our houses. Homeless people don't have this chance. They lose their identity as citizens. When we do that at the elections in 2009, more or less, they were similar to the general population. But we speak about a very different homeless population this time. Many people have a very good educational level. They come from a social background that was from the middle class. And this is something that differentiates them by the traditional homeless population. Their vote will make them believe again that they are a member of the society and they are not excluded. They are not something that is not seen, it has no decision, it has no power to affect some things. They will give them the strength that all citizens have.
Well, I'm George Barkouris, I'm 60 years old and I'm living here in Klimaka Shelter. Lost my job, lost small money that I had, and it was the next step was to go out to the streets. For me, it was the first time that I saw something like this to happen, especially in a shelter like our shelter. And I think maybe it ignites some ideas and maybe some people become active about the situation in Greece. I'm going to vote. I don't tell you what I'm going to vote. Maybe with my vote I'll change a little bit the things in my country.
Now the results of that poll, over 100 homeless people took part And the radical left anti-austerity party Syriza came first. If they win for real, many people in Greece and across Europe fear it could lay the groundwork for a Greek exit from the Eurozone. Joint in second place, the homeless chose the Communist Party, which has always had a strong support base in Greece. Also in second place with 20% was the far-right Golden Dawn, a party that's repeatedly been accused of violence towards immigrants. One of the workers at the centre told me he was concerned about a growing resentment from Greek homeless people towards the 1 million or so undocumented migrants in the country. When resources are scarce, people are less likely to want to share. But it's important to remember that this was only a mock election and a very specific demographic. In truth, it's still unclear who the general public will choose when they go to the polls for real.